saved. Just ain't even love them. I mean, if you is him and he is you, you wouldn't love on him. And thank God. In an unlovable state, you just keep pouring it on you. And you'll feel unworthy, undeserving. That's good. You ought to feel that way. That's all right. But thank God he's worthy because he done set his love on you. He will make you worthy. I'm glad ain't nothing about you, nothing about me that caused God to move in our direction except for he loved us. Thank God that he loved us and loved the unlovable. Thank God. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about after we got saved too. Me ain't been much better. Hey, I told Brother Chris that little baby growing. My Lord, every week she's a growing. Walking like crazy now. I would to God spiritually we could grow like that baby's growing. Amen. Lord Jesus. God, have mercy. Ain't it good? I read a story about a man that went to a pastor church. I just ain't got the green light yet, so y'all bear with me. I was over there, read a story about a man went to pastor church, First Baptist Church. He said he went to the town and the community it was, and the first Sunday he is there, he is told about a family that's precious. And the mama don't ever get to come to church and look back, and there's a slew of youngins. Said, that's that family. And the mama has to stay home and take care of this youngin, 45 years old, and never grew a bit. 45 years old, still size of a baby. 45 years, that woman had never left his side. 45 years, that woman had stayed there with him every minute of the day. He said he walked, finally felt like he ought to go visit. Went over right to the house. He walked in. He said it was the most burdensome and sad excuse of a human form that he'd ever seen in his life. His tongue never developed. He could never hold a bottle, couldn't even hold a bottle. He's 45 years old and was the size of a baby, never grew, genetic disorder. And he looked at his mom and all them other ones. She was laughing and joking, had grandkids over. And I mean, a house just full of kids. And she was talking about how much it blessed her to see them grandbabies out there. And he looked at that youngin' and he said, I can't really believe I said it. He said, but I looked at that woman and I said, do you love this baby here as much as you do them? She started bawling. She said, oh, yes. I'd give my life to see that baby rise up and walk. Well, glory, I'm glad Jesus gave his life. See, his old mangled up mess. There wasn't nothing anybody else would love. Woo! But more than a mother loves her baby, I'm glad God loved you and I. Amen. Anybody need to do anything? I want you to take your Bible today, turn to the book of Genesis in chapter 28. Woo! Boy, if you'd have been here in Sunday school, you'd see why I was tore up right now. Amen. Thank God for Genesis chapter 28. We'll begin reading in verse 10 through verse 22. Genesis chapter number 28, we'll begin reading in verse 10. The Lord allowed us on Wednesday night to preach on access to the Father, the gospel message in chapter 27. Had a good time preaching. Had a good time just reveling in the gospel truth all the way back in Genesis. Well, we see another one here in chapter 28. And I was wanting to preach on when second isn't second best. Boy, I'm glad. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. And the Lord brought me over here to Genesis in chapter number 28 and verse 10. And you've heard me preach a different thought from this text, and I'm going to do my best to be mindful of the Lord. So if you can, remain standing while we read. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed a dream. I like that. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee. That's shouting. And all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee. Until I have done that which I've spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He is afraid, said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. House of God, gate of heaven. Verse 8. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. There's some old brother Chris. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, raiment to put on. Boy, he didn't ask for much. So that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. Thank you, dear God, for the mercy. Thank you, God, for grace. Oh, God, if I can't preach in power, I don't want to preach at all. Help me, God, to preach. I pray the unsearchable riches of Christ. We thank God that in the volume of the book, it is written of you. Thank God that on every chapter, on every page, we find Jesus. Help us, Lord, to see the truth of the gospel pointing toward Calvary. Right here, Lord, the work of the Lord, the work of Christ, the Son of the living God. That's right here contained in this chapter. Help us to preach and proclaim the word of God. Help us to exalt you. Lord, let sinners get saved and saints encouraged. And we'll leave the building today saying it's been good already to be in your presence. I'm glad you don't throw the clay away. In Jesus' name, I thank you and pray. Amen. You can be seated. For Lord, help us for a little while today. I want to preach on this stone. The ladder, the Lord, and the lonely. Yeah. The latter, the Lord, and the lonely. Notice with me, first of all, I want to focus in on this text in verse number 12. Notice what the verse says. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. Where did he dream, Brother Jeremy? The Bible said that he dreamed. After having schemed and, connived and supplanted his brother out of not only the birthright, but now the blessing. And he fled for his life. And his mother went to Isaac. Rebekah went to Isaac and said, I want him to flee over there to Laban and so he can find a bride. And so they got commission from the father. And he left and went out on his own. He'd always been for 30 years in his daddy's house. You can see by the previous chapters, his mama took care of him real good. But tonight, today, he's going to go 48 miles. Because it's 48 miles from where he started at to where he went to sleep. And he's going to go 48 miles until it gets dark and he's lonely. and he thinks he's all by himself. And ain't nobody, hey, hallelujah. He's outside of mama's care and daddy's care, and he's out there seemingly, it looks like, he feels like by himself. But notice what the Bible says. When he went to sleep that night, he slept on a rocky pillow. Oh, Lord, can I say today, don't feel sorry for him for having a rock for the pillow. I believe that rock is a picture of Christ. Woo! You and I can rest, thank God, when we lay our head, pillar our head on the lovely Lord, we'll sleep better too, amen. And the Bible says that he dreamed a dream. Now, there's a lot of dreams that go on in the Bible. God of glory uses dreams sometimes to direct his people, to warn his people, amen, to teach his people, and sometimes just to comfort his people. Now, he's got a dream, but it's not just any kind of dream. It's a dream by divine providence. This place that he's landed on, it looks casually that he just happened here. But God's got his hand on this precious man. And he happens to go to sleep at a precious place. It's going to be called Bethel, the house of God. He said the Lord is in this place. He said it got fear to him. Oh, I like it. When God shows up, he'll bring fear to your heart. Hey, but he'll bring comfort to your soul. Hey, the Bible said he dreamed a dream. Number one, I believe we see here today that it is a dream ladder. He saw the Lord. The Bible said he got a vision. He saw the vision of the Lord at the top of the ladder. In verse number 12, he saw not just the ladder, like I said, he saw the Lord, but also he heard the voice of God. This is a ladder of comfort. He's going to find out that he's not as alone as he thought he was, Brother Jeremy. He's going to find out he ain't by himself. He thought he was lonely, but thank God, God let him see a ladder. And God just didn't let him see a ladder. He let him hear the voice of the Lord. Thank God for the Lord. And the ladder is always reaching toward the lonely. God can identify with some of y'all that feel lonely. Can I say, he felt lonely at this moment. But look, the Bible said in verse 12, behold the angels of God ascending and descending. He was frightened. He was fatigued. He was depressed. He was discouraged. He knew he'd done wrong. He knowed he got caught. He know he'd been busted. He know, hey, he's by himself. Ain't nobody with him. He feels pretty much isolated. But thank God, when he feel isolated, there's a great I am that can come where you at when you ain't got nobody. Hey, I'm glad you got God. The Bible says, amen, that notice what the verse says, the angels of God ascending and descending. Notice the order of the verse. Ascending, descending. Now, if somebody is going to ascend the ladder, that means they got to be down there with you. What Jacob found out, he was the object of the love of God. He's going to find out he's not just the God of Abraham. He's not just the God of Isaac, but he's a God of Jacob. He don't just love granddaddy, and he don't just love daddy, but even in my trickery, even in my mess, hey, I'm glad when I've been pushed out, when I've had to forsake homeland, thank God, God still loves me. He's an object of the love of God. And the Bible said the angels ascended and descended. Did y'all get that? He's not by himself. The angels of God have always been the ministers to God's people. Read over there in Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 14. Read over there in Psalms 34. Amen. In verse number 7, this is what the psalmist said. The angels of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. I'm glad we ain't by ourselves. I'm glad God's got a host around us. Hey, thank God. He thought he was by himself, but God had to put him to sleep, gave him a providential dream. He got to see not only was he not alone, because the Lord was sitting there at the top as if directing the motions, in charge of what's going on. And the angels was ascending the ladder, breaking up his needs, and God was turning them back down and descending them back to bring back the help he needed. Prayers going up, amen, help coming down. Ain't you glad when you get in a mess, thank God, God will just let your prayers go up and let your help come down. Hey, you know what he needed to be reminded of? Over there in Matthew 14 and in verse 27, they're out yonder in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, or the Lake of Gennesaret. Brother, they feel pretty lonely. They feel frightened. Amen. They start seeing somebody walking on the water, and the Lord said, be of good cheer. It is I. You know what he's saying? He said, just me being here is enough. My presence is all you need. Be of good cheer. Let your frown be turned to a smile. Lift up your spirits. I'm walking on top of what y'all worried about. Can I say today, what you think is going to drag you down, it's just maybe a way for you to get your eyes back on Jesus. I say hallelujah. Thank God he found out God's presence was there. But he also found out God's provisions was going to be there. Amen. Notice what the Bible says. He said, behold, verse 15, I am with thee. I like that presence. And I will keep thee. That's protection. Hey, whether thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. He told him about blessing him with a seed that was going to multiply more than the dust of the earth. Can I say God's provisions, God's protection, God's promises, hey, they ain't never fail. It's a cheerful ladder. This dream ladder has brought cheer and comfort to a man that felt lonely. Can I say today, if you've come in that building thinking yourself, everybody hates you, nobody loves you, I ain't got a friend in the world, there ain't nobody care about me, I'm in this thing alone, I've got a spouse to share it with, but I don't even know if they understand me. If you're in that shape, can I tell you, Jesus is the loneliest of the lonely. He was forsaken by everybody. And when John was commissioned in the nursing home ministry and they took off his mama, hey, there was nobody there. As a matter of fact, the Father had to forsake the Son because of your sin and mine. Hey, if anybody knows what it means to be betrayed, if anybody knows what it means to be stabbed in the back, if anybody knows what it means to be lonely, to be in sorrow, to be in pain when he ain't done nothing wrong, you and I can't say that. A lot of what we get is of our own making, but Jesus had never done anything wrong, wouldn't even know guile in his mouth, but he knows what it means to be lonely. And in a hey, how the Lord showed up in a pre-incarnate appearance in more than one way and stood at the top of the ladder just letting him know, I'm directing traffic. Bring up your prayer requests. Help's coming down. Thank God. Tote your wagon loads of problems and I'll tote the wagon load of provision. I'm glad there's protection and Jacob found it out. There's provision and Jacob found it out. There's presence not only of the angels but of the great I Am. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is not just Bethel, but it was about the God of Bethel. Amen. He found out there was promises that he could hold on to. Can I say, in the New Testament economy, all promises of the Bible are yea and yea in Christ Jesus. Thank God there's protection. Thank God there's promises. Hallelujah for provisions. Can I say this? Not just do we see, Brother Jeremy, that there is a imminent deliverance.
imminently, Jacob, immediately, right now, he's going to find out all these things. But not only that, look in verse number 14. And in thee, and just by passing, whenever God mentions to Abraham, he's going to multiply his seed. A lot of the time, a lot of the time, he's talking about the stars of the sky, innumerable. Woo! But when he's talking to Jacob, he's dealing with earthly things. The seed is more particularly not just his children, but the seed of the Messiah. You're a star right there by that verse. Because he said, and in thee and in thy seed. Hebrew says seed as of singular, talking about the Messiah. So thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I'm glad, thank God, he wasn't just talking about Jacob. I'm going to take care of you while you go down to Laban. I'm going to give you youngins and blessings. I'm going to bless your generation. But thank God, through you, son, it's going to be the Messiah, the promised one, the great deliverer. He's going to bring blessings of grace, blessings of mercy, blessings of justification. He's going to bring blessing. He's going to bring faith. Thank God. And in thy seed, all the families are going to be blessed. So we see, thank God, he woke up and he arose. He anointed and he made an vow. He said, this pillow has become a pillar. It's become a marking place. It's become like an Ebenezer to me. I'm going to mark the territory. I'm going to set up this pillar, and I'm going to stand. You know what they did when they went to the moon? Put a flag there. Why? Evidence that they'd been there, that something special had taken place. Christopher Columbus came over all through, on and on. But praise God, this is better than all that. He said, praise God, this pillar, this pillow that I rested on has become a pillar. This thing of rest has become a stone of remembrance. And he said, I'm going right here at this. I'm going to make my pledge. Amen. God has gave me provisions. He's gave promise protection. Oh, God, I just want to let you know, thank God, I'm going to make a pledge to you. I'm going to anoint this. Thank God for a pillar and a pledge. But God, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to make payment to you. All you give me, I'm going to give you 10th of it, 10%. I'm going to give you, and I'm going to promise that to you, and I'm going to make that vow to you. Later on, God's going to remind him of the vow he made. Hallelujah. And you're going to have to go back. You've got away from Bethel. You're going to have to go back where I blessed you at. And some of us in a mess because we need to go back where God blessed you. Are y'all with me? Is everybody with me? Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to make payment to you. That's for the law. What's that crowd going to do? That tithing's law. Oh, it's way before the law. Is everybody with me? Thank God be unto the Lord. It's out of abundance of my heart and all the blessings you've gave. It's the least I can do. Just to tell you, every time I'm blessed, 10% coming back because I want you to know I know where it's coming from. And if it wasn't for you, let me keep 90. Are y'all with me? That's what he's telling God. A cheer ladder, a comfort ladder, a dream ladder. But not only that, a deliverance ladder. Let me go on by saying this. He was in a shape that he needed God to do something for him. Now, I've already mentioned about that deliverance right now. I've mentioned about deliverance that is going to be coming. But I want you to notice, write down the context of the scripture, he needed immediately help. He felt like, Brother Jeremy, there was no hope to be received. But in verse 13 through verse 14, hallelujah, he finds out there's not only hope, there's hope that's been passed down and hope that's going to keep being passed down. He told Abraham that he is his God in chapter 22. He told Isaac he is his God in chapter number 26. But he showed up in this chapter just to remind Jacob, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And can I tell y'all, thank God for this dream letter, this this deliverance letter. Hey, hallelujah. Notice what the Bible says. A letter set up on the earth as if it was already in heaven. And God just set it up on the earth. I'm trying to get to my last one. Hey, man. Set it up on the earth. The Bible says right near him. And he dreamed and behold a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Hey, it's right there. He can see it. It's, hey, can I tell you today, heaven ain't too far from any of us. It ain't too far from nobody. Help ain't too far from nobody. There's hope to be received. There's help to be received. There's hallelujahs to be restored. And it's right within your reach. But you're going to have to reach out and grab a hold of it. He's already brought the ladder in your direction. Heaven ain't far. It ain't too far, y'all. Matthew chapter 3. It's in earshot. Hey. Can you hear me? Come a little closer. Don't have to worry about that with God. Hey, heaven ain't so far. You can't hear from heaven. Ain't you glad you can hear from heaven? Hallelujah. So then earshot, friend. Woo! I'm glad down there by the, Matthew chapter 3, down there by the River Jordan. Thank God Jesus got baptized. And the Father spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he spoke again. I'm so glad, thank God, it's within earshot. It's within eyeshot. Y'all remember me saying this? Over in Acts chapter number 7, I believe it is. Stephen's being stoned to death. Amen. And they're rocking him to sleep. Y'all getting that? They rocking him to sleep. And the Bible says he had his face glowing, had like a face of an angel. And he preached to that crowd and he wouldn't bend. And he told them that they were stiff-necked. And he looked up, the Bible says, and he saw heaven open up and Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. I'm glad it's within eyeshot. But right here in our text, it's within ladder shot. That's the longest ladder that ever was, Brother Chris. But thank God it ain't so long that God can't set up a ladder on the earth. That means within your reach, within your grasp. Hey, it's not way above the earth, but it's on the earth. Hallelujah. Which brings me to my last point. Not only is this a dream ladder and a deliverance ladder, but it's where I've been wanting to get all day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is restored. Where's it set up at, by the way? Down there at the house of God, which he says is the gate to heaven. Woo! I say amen. Amen! Boy, I'm telling you right, when your prayers feel like popcorn, it's dry, and you ain't got nothing to say, and you don't even want to pray. When you read that Bible, and it's like reading a Field and Stream magazine. It ain't got nothing to it. And I'm going to tell you, just feel like, boy, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. You can go down there at the house of God, down there at the place of worship, down there where God's done it before, down there where God's blessed your Sunday school teacher. Hallelujah. Down there where God's hipped you at, down there around where folks got saved at, where folks have sing and blessed your heart and cried tears over here soaked up in the carpet. Don't worry about it, Jordan. God's got some of your tears with carpet fibers already saved up in glory. Amen. All them, when you feel like you so far and you so lonely and you so rejected and you feel like you're an outcast and ain't no help for you and you can't get no hope, you just come on down to the house of God. That's a precious place. Hey, it's a fearful place, but it's a precious place. That's where God will show up. He'll let your eyes open up and show you the ladder. It's just within reach. Grab on to it. I say amen. It's a dream ladder, deliverance ladder. Lastly, it's a divine ladder. Woo! Look over in John 1:51. John 1:51. See, in John 1:51, y'all have heard me preach not long ago on Jesus in John chapter 1. He's the light that reveals, John 1:9. He's the lamb that redeems in John 1:29. But in the last verse, and he saith unto them, unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. You know what Jesus said? He said back yonder in Genesis 28, I was the ladder. Amen. That the Lord on top of the ladder is as if the Father had sent down the ladder. Thank God. And think about this. One side of this ladder is... One side of this ladder, thank God, is up there in heaven. And one side of this ladder is down on earth. And without that ladder, those two will never be reconciled. Hey, are y'all with me? But thank God, that ladder's like a bridge. It's like it's the only way.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. That ladder, thank God, it's like it ought to be called the mediator. It's not Warner, it's a mediator. It's not Werner, it's a mediator. This mediator, hey, set up on earth. And see, when Abraham was talking about, he'd be talking about stars. That seems like a heavenly thing. When he's talking to Jacob, he's talking about dust. That seemed like an earthly thing. You see, most ladders, Brother Jeremy, step ladders, for instance, is built like an A-frame.
Right.
I am like an A-frame. And one side of the ladder you can step on.
Yeah.
That's the humanity
right.
side.
Yeah.
But the other side of the ladder, you can't step on that side.
Yeah.
You can't even touch that side.
Yeah.
That's the deity side.
Yeah.
But both of them help you get up higher. Hey, whoa! You couldn't reach what you needed to reach if it was. Oh, some ladders have got a low bearing weight. Don't have to worry about this ladder. This ladder's strong enough. It can handle all your weight. Every run on the ladder is incarnation. Are y'all with me? Predestination, incarnation, perfection in life, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Each one of those runs, I'm so glad today. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am that ladder. Thank God, help comes to you from me. Prayers are answered in my name. Thank God, because of me, the sinners who are excommunicated from God can... Oh, Lord, it's what the Bible says in 1 Peter at chapter 3 and in verse number 18. Hey, 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 18. I got to read this. Listen what the Bible says. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Are y'all with me? Thank God that he might bring us unto God. That ladder can bring us unto God. Woo! It's a ladder that's near enough. It's a ladder that's strong enough. It's a ladder that's long enough. Can y'all say amen? Hallelujah. Think about this, Brother Jeremy. Through in this ladder that is in Christ, he said them angels ascending and descending upon him. Now in Christ, thank God our prayers go up. Through Christ, our help comes down. But in Christ, we go in. Hallelujah. You got to get in that ladder. Thank God for it to work for you. Amen. Now, my Papa Troy had his favorite ladder when I first started working with him. And y'all heard me say this. He is made out of wooden nails. I don't know how I stay so calm. Are y'all with me today? Woo! Hey, man, we took him girls to the fire departments that helped him. And I noticed in Campobello, they got a ladder truck. You know what that ladder's for? To rescue people from the fire. Y'all sit around then. Preach on, preacher. Woo! Amen! Thank God that ladder rescued me from the fire. It came down in the muck and the mire. Came down in that cesspool. Came down in that sin. Came over that drunkard. Came to that fornicator. Came to that adulterer. It reached way down yonder where I was. And by faith and by grace and by mercy, I was able to latch on to it. I say hallelujah. I mean, praise God. I say hallelujah for the ladder. It's a divine ladder. Amen. Listen to me, church. Thank God for this ladder. is long enough. It's near enough. Me and Jeremy's changing light bulbs over here, using that stepladder, wasn't we? But it wasn't long. We had to go get that extension ladder. And if it wouldn't been for that extension ladder, y'all would have never seen light. Shout for me, Austin. Everybody, is everybody with me? Woo! That's helping me. If ain't helping nobody, it's helping me. Hey, look over here in Colossians. Look in Colossians. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Some of y'all thinking I'm making this up. I don't believe y'all are. Maybe not. But in case you was, let me just see what the Bible says. In Colossians. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter number 1. In verse number 19. Here's the Father's pleasure. Here's the Father's treasure. And here's the Father's measure. Somebody ought to preach that. For it pleased the Father that in him, did y'all see that? In him should all the fullness dwell. Well, when he measured fullness. This was his treasure. Verse 18 said he have the preeminence. Look at verse 20. Amen. Woo! And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. Did y'all see that? That's a ladder that reaches from heaven to earth. Amen. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yeah, even you, yet now hath he reconciled. How? In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Can I just go on record today and say thank God this ladder's strong enough to handle all my burdens, handle all my problems, handle all my sin. This ladder's long enough to reach to the lowest hole. I'm so thankful for that. Hallelujah. He don't need me to add on to the top of it. It's a work that he's done. It's near enough to come to me. I ain't got to jump through 14 hoops. I don't have to do 4 or 5 things. I just got to come repent of my sins and be born again. I'm looking for a ladder that'll reach over and save some people from the fire. I thank God for a ladder that'll reach to the lowest sin hole and save the sinner. But also thank God for the ladder that every once in a while, God lets us get a few more runs up on it. This ladder has no load limit. This ladder won't shock you when you touch it. This ladder is one of them ladders like Papa had. It'll go on the inside, it'll go on the outside. You can turn it to a step ladder or you can turn it to an extension ladder. It's basically an all-purpose, all-terrain. Can I say we've got an all-purpose, Holy Ghost, all-terrain, heavenly ladder, and God's reached in your direction. You're to thank God for it. Hallelujah. Every saint in this building ought to thank God for this ladder. Every sinner in this building ought to thank God for this ladder. It's been set up on the earth, and the top reaches to heaven. This ladder is long enough, strong enough, near enough, but it's stable enough. Brother Jeremy, me and my family built houses, and ever since I was 4 or 5 years old, I mean, I had to work and go out there and pick up blocks, or and he'd pay me probably a whole lot more than I was worth, a few dollars. And I remember one time I got up in years, we went to work on the church steeple. And Randy might remember this. Went to work on the church steeple. It's kind of a famous truth. And we was up on Green River Baptist Church. Anybody know where that's at? Michael, you know where it's at, don't you? Over there on Porch Ford Road. Ain't that right, Randy? Porch Ford Road. Big old steeple. Church sets up probably 3 stories high. And we set up scaffold bucks. My grandpa, my uncle did. And they were not famous for setting up safe scaffold bucks. They were not famous, were they, buddy? The things they walked on. Can I just tell y'all, sometimes we used a ladder and put a walk board on it, and it held a whole lot more weight than it should have. And we had things rigged up on that thing. And all of a sudden, Brother Jeremy, it all fell. I'm holding on to the steeple, and I'm a lost boy. Holding on to the steeple. I'm a teenager, I'm wicked as a devil, holding on to this steeple.
holding on to this symbol of religion.
Yeah.
Amen, preacher, preacher. Amen. Holding on to this emblem. It's taken way up in the sky so everybody can see it. This beacon of religion, I'm holding on to it. And the pickets are prying loose. And I'm fixing to hit the ground. And instead of reaching a ladder to us to get us to safety, some of the people went to arguing about whose fault it was and about whose truck got dented. And me and my daddy is about to die. And my daddy said, quit arguing, we're going to die. And brother, can I tell you, they just so happened to have a ladder.
Amen.
That was long enough. Amen. To get me off of an emblem of religion and bring me to safety.
Right.
So me and my daddy still had a relationship on earth.
Amen.
Thank God for a ladder that allow you to have a relationship with your heavenly daddy.
Right. Amen.
If you're holding on to some emblem of religion, one day it's all going to fall out from under you.
Right.
And you're going to cling to it.
Yep.
And people's going to be arguing about them being right.
Uh-huh.
And about which one's wrong and pointing the blame.
Right.
And all you care about is reach me a ladder.
Yeah.
And when that ladder finally touches you,
you're
going to say, woo! I don't know all about this ladder, but I'm thankful it's going to rescue me and restore a relationship that was about to perish. Are y'all with me? I'm telling you today, the Heavenly Father has reached you a ladder. God the Father sitting up on the top of that thing directing it and has reached down the ladder of the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything that comes to God is going to come in the name of Jesus or it ain't going to come. And the only thing that'll touch earth and touch heaven is the ladder of the Lord. He's the only hope you have. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, He is a hope that is steadfast and sure. It is stable. There's no shakiness about it. We have a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I'm glad our God is a consuming fire. Hey, if you reject His mercy, you'll get the fire, friend. I hope and pray you take heaven because hell's awaiting. Can I say today, it's a ladder that'll reach to your cesspool. It's strong enough for you. It's near enough for you. It's long enough for you. What's His name? Mediator, Jesus. He's the ladder of comfort. He's the ladder of cheer. I dream about Him sometimes. He's delivered me. Thank God He's divine. Whoa! Thank God for the ladder. Can I tell you today, Jacob walked away. No wonder he set up a pillar that become a pillar that he poured out the oil. Reckon where he had the oil from. I reckon his father must have packed his bag. Whoa! I know his mama put food in there. Daddy must have took care of that oil. Because he knew God's promises had been passed on to him. And he was going to be the one the promise was going to come through. You see, God had already promised Jacob's where to preach Wednesday. He didn't need Jacob to scheme. He didn't. We get ourselves in so much mess trying to work out our own problems instead of just trusting God. And he's in a mess because he wouldn't wait. He's in a mess. Man, it's a blessing to walk with God. Don't believe me, ask Enoch. It's a blessing to walk with God. Don't believe me, ask Noah. I want to preach a message someday on building. Think about this. Noah hired some carpenters. Would y'all agree with that? Probably did. Probably hired some. They built, but never boarded. These people go to church, and they'll give, and they'll work, and they'll try to build it, but they ain't never got on board. Are y'all with me today? Great God in heaven, get on board the ship. We're sailing out of here. I don't know when it is. Praise God, I'm waiting for the horn to toot. I'm just going to scoot. Hallelujah. God's coming. I'm leaving this world behind. This world is not my home. Hallelujah, I'm a going through. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't got to worry about this ladder. Getting weathered, flaking, rotting, it's stable. Will you let the ladder deliver you from religion? Would you allow the Lord to speak to your heart? He is the ladder. You see in the text, there's the Lord, there's the lonely. But the truth, the emphasis, is on the ladder. Because the ladder is the incarnate Christ. It's the mediator. It's God moving in man's direction. Jacob was blessed. Jacob got a bride. Jacob's blessings were to the point he even got away from God.
Yep.
He allowed some of his family to have strange gods, didn't he?
Right. That's right, brother.
And before they went back to Bethel, they had to get rid of them strange gods. Pluck off her old earrings.
Right.
Well, I don't want to get hung up there, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I had to get rid of some stuff that identified them with the world.
Right.
I want to ask you today, friend. Are you grateful for this ladder? That ladder, that old wooden ladder, was bulky, heavy, aggravating. My grandpa loved it. Everywhere he went, he loved. I remember that was his. He used to say it was his favorite. I don't know for sure. Some people said his daddy built it. I never did know. Wished I'd found out. But I'm gonna tell you right now. Whew, if I had that extension ladder up here, I'd just be walking around with it. I thank God for my ladder. You know what people want when they want to make sure they can reach everything they need to reach? They'll even go as far to put a ladder rack on their truck. Make sure they can put long ones on there. You couldn't even have worked this week. Trim, you couldn't have worked last week. You couldn't even work without a ladder. No, we can't either. Ain't nothing we can do without a ladder. Now, you can try to do it all you want. I've tried to change bulbs. Y'all may not have. 5-gallon bucket. I got a scar. It does not end up well. It does not end up well. I've tried. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but y'all know sometimes I like to be hurried about some things. I ain't got a lot of time to waste. And so I was trying one day to change the light bulb like this. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I didn't have time to go get no ladder. Busted bulbs later. I went and got some ladder. What I'm telling you today, the hope we have in this world is that ladder. Brother Jacob, you come on. All I'm asking you to do is get a few runs on the ladder. The more runs you get, the further away from this earth, and the more that world will get small out of your sight, and the more heaven will come in view. I'm saying hit a few runs on the ladder. Get closer to God. It's strong enough. You said, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't understand my burdens. I do know this, ladies. When you stay at home sometimes, and maybe you go to work, or you're just trying to be the best mama you can, and you feel like you're a failure at it. You look at other people, and it seems like they've got it all together. I said, Richard, what can I do? Get on the ladder. That's the only thing I know, D. Sometimes, I told my wife this. I'd like to sometimes, and I tell the preachers this in the Bible college, you got to be who God made you to be. God don't make a cookie cutter. You got to preach the way God called you to preach. There's the same gift, but there's different administrations of that gift. And the gift of preaching will come out in a different way administered through Chris, me. We all different.
Right.
But nevertheless, in my mind sometimes, I'm thinking, boy, I wish I could. I don't know why I got to holler so much. I don't know why I got to run so much. If I could get more preaching done if I quit running. I don't know. And I say, if I could just stay behind this pulpit. And you know what God told me? If I want another one of them, I'd call one another one of them. You do like I called you to do. And I say, so I'm just going to have to. Y'all stuck. Hey, this is who I am. I'm just a preacher that I am. I can't be like this preacher over here. I'll tell you right now, Brother Brian McBride, he's one of my heroes.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, what a preacher. I love him. Man, what a preacher. Terry Pace, he's my hero. Ronnie Jones, boy, he's one of my heroes. Steve Dagnard, he won me. I could Mod Podge all them. Let me be like a mixture of all that. If I wanted one, I'd let one get born. I called you to be. So here's what I'm saying, church. Quit worrying about. If you were to train to be a firefighter, one of the things you're going to have to do is pull a telephone pole. Anybody ever checked into it? This is what you're going to have to do. Now, you can do it by looking to see how everybody else is pulling and see where you're at. And all that do that, all of them, never get there before the time's up. Never do. But them that'll just pray, them that'll keep their head down and all the way to the end until somebody says quit pulling, they always beat the time. The skinniest one will outrun the strongest one because they ain't looking at everybody else. They ain't seeing how everybody. Sometimes they've been known to put a telephone pole and hook a ladder to it. I'm going to tell you right now, it'd be real good for us to quit looking at everybody else. Just keep our head down praying. Quit listening. They're going to run their mouth. If they run their mouth about Jesus, they're going to run their mouth about you. Just don't worry about it. Just keep your head down. Pray about it. Yeah. Keep your head down. And when you get to the end, look up. Your redemption brought nigh. Pray till then. God's a coming back. Let's pray. Let's tote the ladder. Don't be ashamed of the ladder. Thank God for the ladder. He can handle your load. Even I'm talking about safe folks. He can handle it. Let's all stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. Everybody praying. Jacob, you playing. Father, have your way.